Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you again for joining today. Today we're going to continue in Siman Shin Lamed Dalid, and we are going to be learning Se'ifim Yud Gimel, Yud Dalid, and Tes Vav. This is page Kuf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. So we're talking about saving things from a fire, and particularly saving Kisvei HaKodesh from a fire. So the last thing we discussed was how Kisvei HaKodesh used to be only permitted to write down if you wrote it in Ksav Ashuris and Lashon HaKodesh and with Diyo. Otherwise, you weren't allowed to write it, you weren't allowed to read it, you weren't allowed to save it from a fire. So now says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Misha Omer, the Megillas Esther Hol Vein Bas Karos, that there are those that say that Megillas Esther, since it doesn't have any Shem Hashem in it, Emeinu Ksuva Kimishpata Ashuris Ala Oru B'dyo, if it's not written 100% the way a Megillah is supposed to be written, with Ksav Ashuris on Klaf and with Dio, with black ink, Ein Bo Kedusha Latzilim Bnei Adleika, then it doesn't have any Kedusha to save it from a fire either, meaning it doesn't have any Shem Hashem, and that which grants it Kedusha is only if everything is written properly. Says the Mishnah Brura, the reason why it doesn't have any Shemus Hashem is because it was given over to be written for the records of Paros Umadai as well, so we didn't want to have something that has Shemus Hashem, so it only is going to have Kedusha Kimishpato when it's written properly. Magen Avram Masik, the Kol Zehu Rak Bizman HaTalmud. Magen Avram says this is only in the Gemara times. Because that's when we said that it's usher to save written books unless it was written properly, since you weren't allowed to write the books down just to write and to learn from. But nowadays, since nowadays we have printed books and even of Torah Shebichsav, you're allowed to print it on a regular paper, and you're allowed to print it in other languages. So then it should be like any other Kisvei HaKodesh that you're allowed to save, even if it's not written properly like a Megillah. The only nafkamina that's going to be relevant for nowadays is if you write a Megillah b'lashon HaKodesh, but you don't write in black ink. That when it comes to other Kisvei HaKodesh, as we learned last time, if it's written in other ink, in non-black ink, so even though you're not allowed to do that, because there's no Eisasos Hashem to write it in non-black ink, right? The Eisasos Hashem only covers things that you need to do, but you don't need to write in non-black ink. Nevertheless, you save it from a fire. Why? It doesn't have Kedusha and you weren't allowed to write it this way. Yeah, but it has Shem Hashem in it, so you got to save it from a fire. Mashen came to Megillah de las Paskaros, as opposed to if it's a Megillah where it doesn't even have any Shemus Hashem in it, and therefore if you write it in non-black ink, so then not only can't you read from it, which is obvious that you can't read from it because there's no way Esas Hashem for that, but you're also not allowed to save it from a fire. This is all with the 24 Sifrei Tanakh. Aval Shar Svarim Pshita Dinichtavim B'Sam. But other books may be written in other colored inks, whether they're written in Lashon HaKodesh or whether they're written in any other language, meaning when it comes to writing down the Torah Shebaal Peh, so then there are no dinim of ksiva, we just write them down because of Eisasos Hashem, and therefore there's no difference what color ink you're going to use to write down books of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the whole issue is about books of Torah Shebichsav. So again, when it comes to most Sifrei Tanakh, you're not allowed to write it in red ink, even Bizman Hazeh, but if you do, you save it from a fire because it has Kedusha since it has Shemos Hashem. When it comes to Megillas Esther, even if you wrote it in red ink, you're still not allowed to save it from a fire because it happens to not have Shemos Hashem. Sif Yadalit, Hakamiyan Sheesh Ben Psukim, Ein Matzin Losam Nadleika. If you have an amulet that has Psukim, you're not allowed to save it from a fire. V'yeshom Shematzilim. However, some say you are allowed to save it from a fire. So two opinions, whether you're allowed to save a Kameya that has Psukim in it. Says the Mishbura Sivkatan Mema Kamei and Tamdei Rishona, the reason for the first opinion that says that you're not allowed to save it to become in shaykh behem tam de Eslas Hashem, because you don't have the whole svara of Eslas Hashem by a kameya. Then b'zeh Torah l'mod l'spalel, because it's not, doesn't provide an opportunity to learn Torah or to daven like the sifrei brachos that we spoke about, like having sidurim. Al kein asa l'chtov asam. So who told you you're allowed to write a kameya with psukim? You're just simply not allowed to write them at all. The yeshom sirulu, but the yeshom holds kivin disyav rishus l'michtov brachos yeshom rishus l'michtov kameya. Well, you're allowed to write sidurim and you're allowed to write brachos, mistami, you're allowed to write kamein as well. So ein matzilin, mayri b'chol shein v'sakana. The idea of not saving it from a fire is if a person is not dangerously ill. U'b'chol sheish v'sakana matzil kamein shalav yatzil of derech malbush. But if a person is dangerously ill and he believes that this kamein is going to help him, then he is allowed to save the kamein and take it out derech malbush. V'yesh omrim shematzilin, and yesh omrim that you are allowed to save a kamein, v'alacha kedeya harishona. We pass in like the first opinion that you're not allowed to save a kameya, even if it has psukim, umikal makam, ksheish ben askaros, yesh lamed batzilin. But if it doesn't just have psukim, it has actual shemos Hashem, then we would paskin that you are allowed to save them. And finally, sif tes vav, matzilim tik ha sefer im ha sefer, v'tik ha tfilin im ha tfilin, avabli sheish betochen ma'os. You're allowed to save the bag that holds the sefer, or the bag that holds the tfilin, together with the sefer or the tfilin, even though there's money in the bag. V'adin l'shar Kisvei HaKodesh, same is true of other Kisvei HaKodesh. Says Mishbura Mem Gimel, Aval Pi Sheyesh, Vafilu Deir Rishon de Pesif Beis de Matilat Zil Mos Luchud Mem Neadleika, even the opinion that holds that you're allowed to save money from a fire, Gamke Nicha Hacha, De Kamashmon De Mutilat Zil Mos Agav HaSef, Vafilu Chatzar Shein Mureves. The extra Chiddush over here would be that you're even allowed to bring it out into a Chatzar that doesn't have an Eruv, meaning Enochinami, according to one opinion we had back in Sif Beis, you're allowed to save money anyway, as long as you're not violating the Yisr of carrying, but the Chiddush over here is, even if you are violating the Yisr of carrying, you bring it to an area that does not have an Erev, you're still allowed to take out the bag with the money. We do not require you to empty out the money from the bag with the Tefillin or the Sefer Torah, because that will cause a delay in the saving of the Sefer, and we're afraid that that's going to cause the burning, Rachman al-Tzlan, of the Sefer. So to review what we learned today, we said that there's an opinion that Megillas Esther is different than other Kisvei HaKodesh because it doesn't have any Shemos Hashem, and therefore, if it's not written properly, you're not allowed to save it from a fire. However, the Mishnah Berurah says this is only in the time of the Gemara. Nowadays, you are allowed to save a Megillas Esther from a fire. However, if you have a Sefer Tanakh that's written in red, let's say, not written in black ink, so with other Sefer Tanakh, you're allowed to save from a fire because it has Shemos Hashem. Megillas Esther, you're not allowed to save from a fire if it's written in a different color ink because you don't have Shemos Hashem, and there's no Esasos Hashem to write it in other color inks. And then in Sif Yudal, we had a machlokas, whether you're allowed to save a kameya that has psukim in it from a fire. The opinion that's machmir says that the only heter of Esasos Hashem is for Torah and Tefillah. The opinion that's mekel says this is logara, mi Tefillah. This is just like Tefillah. Mishur Bura Paskins that we are machmir, unless it has Shemos Hashem, then we allow saving it. And then in Sif Tezvav, we said that when you're saving a Sefer Torah or Tefillin, and it's in a bag, even if there's also money in the bag, you're allowed to save it even into a Chatzar She'enu Me'ureves. A Chatzar does not have an Eruv, and this is an extra Chiddush beyond what we learned back in Sif Beis, that there's an opinion that you're allowed to save money from a burning building, just stop money from a burning building, because that's only talking about into a Chatzar Me'ureves. When the money is in the same bag as a Sefer Torah or Tefillin or something like that, you're even allowed to save it into a Chatzar She'enu Me'ureves. And we don't require you to spend the extra time shaking out the money, because by the time you finish doing that, the Sefer might, Rachman al-San, already be on fire. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time, not sure exactly when that's going to be, whether it's going to be tomorrow or Masai Yantav or something like that, but next time we'll do Shinla Medalit Si'ifim Tazayin through Chaf Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day. A good night.